Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
We're learning Maseches Sukkah Daf Dalet. The Gemara starts, it's at the end of Daf Gimel and Beis. Ha'isik Voyim Esher Mam, if the Sukkah is higher than 20 Amos Ubal Amanta, and you want to make it lower, if you do it Bekarim Uvaksasas Lahavimiyat. If you use mattresses and pillows, it's not considered a miut, because the sukkah is still considered to be l'malam masrim amma, and the karim muksasis aren't bottled to the sukkah, they don't become a chelik of the sukkah to make it a sukkah which is less than 20 amas. V'avagav the betlinu l'kulu, even if you mevatel it, Rashi says l'kulu means l'kol shiva, you decide that it should be there, you mevatel it there. It doesn't work. Mishin the butler died to Eitz HaKaladam, since no one's mevatel karim muksasis, no one will just put the karim muksasis and leave them there. According to Rashi, even for 7 days, no one will just leave his karim muksasis there. Rashi says, and they hefsid memaynai, because they'll get ruined. So since no one will use his karim muksasis and leave them there for 7 days, and they hefsid memaynai, because they'll get ruined, so memela, it's not considered butler, it's butler died to Eitz HaKaladam. But if it's tevin ubitloi, have a miyat. The koshkin offer ubitloi. If it's tevin, if it's straw, then it's a miyat if you mevatel it. And koshkin, if it's offer, if it's sand, koshkin, you mevatel it, it's a miyat. But tevin vein asa lefnoisei, the offer stam. But tevin, which you weren't mevatel, it's just ain't asa lefnoisei, you're not planning on taking it away. The offer stam, an offer which you don't have any specific plans altogether, that's a machlekes rebeisi in the rabbanim. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in the Halais, where there's a machlekes rebeis and rabbanon legabe tevin and offer legabe a halais, and the Gemara says that the same thing applies to here by sukkah. Now, from the Gemara, it's clear that there are four different madregas. There's bitloi, and then there's ein asid lefenaisei, and then there's stam, and then there's asid lefenaisei. By asid lefenaisei, it's certainly according to everyone, by everything, it doesn't work, it's not considered batal, it's not considered a part of the sukkah, it doesn't make a miyut. By bitloi, if it's something which could become batal, not like karim muksasis, which is batal daita eitz l'kaladam, then for sure it works according to everyone on everything. Just the only time bitloi doesn't work is when the bitl doesn't work because of batal daita eitz l'kaladam, because no normal person would be mevatel it. Now, by tevin, the rabbanon hold you need mamish bitl, that all the way that extreme. It basically holds, you need ein asid lefenaisei. But stam certainly wouldn't work by tevin according to everyone. By offer or by tzreiris, so then, it basically holds that stam is also good, and the rabbanon hold that stam is no good. But there's a machlekes rishonim, by offer or tzreiris according to the rabbanon, and it's negei lahalacha, if ein asid lefenaisei is good enough. Rashi and Rav of the rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and Rav Yishayinim, like we're saying, the Ramban, the Balamar, hold that by the Rabbanon hold, by everything, you need dafka bitloi. By Tevin and by Afar, you need dafka bitloi. Even by Afar, and ain't asid lefenaisei, it doesn't work. Hashayke and the Ritva holds that by Tevin, you taka need bitloi. And according to Rabbi Yasi, you need just ain't asid lefenaisei, but Stam doesn't work even according to Rabbi Yasi. By Afar, according to Rabbi Yasi, even Stam works. And the Rabbanan also go one madrega less and say that stam doesn't work, but afar of ein asid lefenaisei works according to the Rabbanan. So like we said, Rav Yishayinim hold that you need dafka bitla even by afar according to the Rabbanan, and that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. But what exactly is the difference between bitl and ein asid lefenaisei and stam? What exactly are these gedarim? It's actually a machlekes Yishayinim. Rashi holds that bitl means bepeh. Rashi says bitl means that you said that it's batl. Ein asid lefenaisei. That means you never said that it's batl, but you have a definitive plan that you're not planning on removing it from the sukkah, the entire sukkahs. And stam means you have no plan altogether. You have no definitive plan whether you are going to remove it or not going to remove it. You have no definitive plan either way. Ritva says, though, that there isn't b'chalal no din of peh, there's no din of bitus v'sayim by bitl. The main thing is the decision that it should be there. What's the difference if you spoke it out b'peh or you didn't speak it out b'peh? He says, you don't say dvarim shebalei v'enim dvarim b'negei, such a thing. It's a question of a state of mind. You want it to be bitl. So the Ritva says that Bittul means La'ilam. Not like Rashi that says L'shiva. Bittul means La'ilam. That it's Batul, you want it to be there always. And he says it's a Raya because Kara Muksasis, to say that a person would want it to always be in the Sukkah, that's Batul Da'ite Tzikl Adam. There's no reason for Kara Muksasis to always be there. But to be there for 7 days, what's wrong? He'll have the Kara Muksasis in the Sukkah for 7 days. He doesn't eat in his house now. Why should that be Batul Da'ite Tzikl Adam? Rashi Granda says that's Batul Da'ite Tzikl Adam because it's Mishum Hefsib and Mainai. It's going to ruin the Kara Muksasis to be there for 7 days. Not because you need them for something else. The Ritva apparently held that the pshat was you need it for something else, and mainly couldn't understand why it's Batul Da'ite. Maybe you don't need it for 7 days. Al Kapanim, the Ritva names on that Bittul means La'ilam. You want it to be there permanently. Ein Asa L'Fanaisai, that means that you want it to be there for Sukkos. Not that you want it to be there permanently, but you just want it there for Sukkos. You just want to be there for now. That's called Ein Asa L'Fanaisai. This is the Machlekes. Rashi holds that Bittul means Bepeh, and Ein Asa L'Fanaisai means that you decided, but you didn't verbalize the decision. So that means that you made absolutely no decision, and all of them mean for 7 days. You don't need a Bittul La'ilam. The Ritva says, Yibachal don't need Bepeh. Bittul means that your decision is not Bepeh, that it should be there forever. Ein Asa L'Fanaisai means it should be there for 7 days. So that means you have no decision altogether. But this is a Machlekes Rishenim. And it's not only in regard to Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Erev, and this comes up also in regard to whether it's considered that you're filling up a Chiritz between two Chatzeris in regard to whether you can make an Erev between the two. When you have the concept of Bittul, when something is Bittul there, if it's only Bittul for that Shabbos, when it's Negei Hilchos Shabbos, or when it comes to Sukkah, when it's Bittul for the whole Sukkah, Negei Hilchos Sukkah, there's a Machlekes, is that called Bittul? Is that called its Bittul? Rashi Shita is, and this is also the day of the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Tur, that you don't need Bittul Olam, Bittul L'Shah, Bittul for Sukkah is good enough. But the Rosh already brings Rabbeinu Chananel and Aviyah Ezri, and the Ran also brings Rishainim, and like we said, it's the Ritva's Deya, and the Magen Mishnah also holds that way, that Bittul means you need a Bittul Olam. Without a Bittul Olam, it's not called Bittul. Taisa says in the Gemara that says a Kar Muksasis, even if you're Mavatl, it's Bittul Da'ite Eitzakal Adam, he says it's Leidami La'arniki, the Perich Aloyin, the Ikel Mandel Mafilu Arniki Mavatl Inish. It's not the same as arniki, a wallet, because there is a man, the Yom Chaloyin, that even an arniki, people are mevatel. The Shal is, what exactly, doesn't explain to us, what exactly is the chilik between an arniki and Karim Muxasas? The Chayr, just like people don't want to keep Karim Muxasas there, so why would they keep an arniki there? So the Aruch Lener, the Pnei Yeshua, explain that the Pshat in that Gemara is because the Issa Shabbos prevents you from moving the arniki. So the arniki is going to have to stay put the whole Shabbos, so Emeli, you mevatel it. Shege in the Kara Muksasis, there's no Isser to move it, so Emeli, you're not mevatel it, because there's no Isser, and Emeli, you're not going to keep it there the whole Sukkos. So the Pnei Yeshua says, it's Muchach that Taisus holds, that Bittul doesn't mean La'ilam. Bittul means, by Shabbos, it means for Shabbos, by Sukkos, it means for Sukkos. That's why arniki, which you can't move, so Behechach, you're mevatel it there the whole Shabbos. Mashenkin Karim Muksasis, which you can move, so you're not mevatel there for Sukkos. Mashenkin, like the sheet that holds you need Bittul Olam, what does he do with the Gemara in Chalayim that says even an arniki, people are mevatel? So the Pnei Yeshua says he holds us a machlekes Amiram. That was a teretz there of Avunah Be'er D'Bishua. Rav Ashi there says a different teretz, because Avunah Be'er D'Bishua holds you only need a Bittul for Shabbos Achas, and Rav Ashi holds you need a Bittul Olam. As Fasemis points out, that the Ritva himself in Erevin asked the question that how could a Bittul for one Shabbos help? And he says that when it's Aser to move it, then even a Bittul for one Shabbos helps. That's a sheet of Rav Rebbe Yeshua. But when it's Mutter to move it, you happen to want it to be there, then everyone's masking, you need a Bittul Olam. That's what the Ritva learned. So the Ritva himself says that he could even stim with Arniki, because when it's Aser to move it, then a Bittul Ashah would work. The Mishnah Berura brings that the Achreinim are maker like the Shita that you do not need a Bittul Olam. That even by Sukkah, a Bittul for Sukkos itself is good enough. The Chayr, it's a little bit shver. It's a Machlekes Rishonim, it's Negei to a Deraisa. Why wouldn't you say Safik Deraisa L'Chumra? Sharetzin, he throws in that you can be Mitzayr, if Taizen Shabbos Tafkuf, that holds that midiraisa, it's memayit even if it's not batal. Midiraisa is called a meat if it's not batal. The whole din that you need bittul altogether is a derabban and dikadin. So mainly you can be makel in a machlekes, though he says it's not pasha. Taisus holds that way in Shabbos nefkuf, but other rishayim don't hold that way. And the paiskim are neiter to paskin like the paiskim, like the shittis that hold, the shittis rishayim that hold, that you only need a bittul for shivus yamim. In regard to the shayla, if you need a bittul b'peh or b'leiv is good enough, so there the Shulchan Aruch says a lashon achiyat v'ane b'peh. It sounds like you need a bittul b'peh mamish. And he says that if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Shinayim and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah here says in Tafresh Lamed and Gimel, that Yesh Eimim, that Bittul B'Leiv Sagi. He brings the Deya, that Bittul B'Leiv is good enough. The Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah also brings this down, that you're not allowed to make this Bittul on Yom Tov for two reasons. One is that it's Baina, you're adding to the structure of the Sukkah that's an Isser of Baina. And second, that it's Mesakin. You're being Mesakin, it's just like in Alabi Mesakin Ahadas, it's called Tikkun Kli. It's called tikkun mana, it's a tikkun, you're being mesakin, you're being makshid a sukkah, that's a malach of mesakin. But Rabbi Kivega was mesupik. What's the din if you made the miut before Yom Tov, and you mevatel it, are you allowed to be mevatel it on Yom Tov? Because there you're not doing any baina. The question really is, are you doing mesakin? So the shayla was, is that called mesakin, that you're being mesakin it on Yom Tov? Rabbi Kivega is mesupik. And the Sharet Tzion explains, even though you find that to say a dibur that's mesakin is also asul, a mashal taking chuma on Yom Tov. You now take chuma on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though you're just saying a dibur, because you're being mesakin. So why is this also a problem? So he says, maybe it could be makel, because a lot of place can hold that heskim b'liba is also good enough. He brings this from Rabbeinu Menayach and Hilcha Sukkah. And Menayach says, Mestabi could be mevatalit because it doesn't have a maisa. It doesn't even have a maisa zuta kagain dibur, the bittul b'leiv sagi. So Rabbeinu Menayach sounds like it's totally if you need bittul b'leiv or not. And in that, the Mishnah Berurah is saying you could be saimach l'gai by the isser of Yom Tov, that bittul b'leiv is good enough, and merely could be mevatalit on Yom Tov. As we aren't bothered by Akasha, because, like we said, it's a machlekes yishayin if you need bittul b'peh, or bittul b'leiv is good enough. Rashi says you need bittul b'peh. The Ritva says bittul b'leiv is good enough. He's bothered with Rashi. Why should you need peh? But according to Rashi that holds bittul azayin is good enough, if you hold you don't need bittul b'peh, then what's the difference between bittul and ein asur lefanaisai? Rashi's whole chiluk between bittul and ein asur lefanaisai is that bittul is b'peh, and also, if nice is, you don't plan on taking it out, but you are mevatel b'peh. The Ritva l'shitase holds you need a bittul la'olam. He could say that bittul doesn't need b'peh. What's the chiluk between bittul and also l'fenaisei? Bittul is la'olam, and ein also l'fenaisei is just for sukkahs. That's good for the chiluk. And we paskin like the Rabbanan, that you need bittul la'olam. By offer is a shayla. The Ritva says could be by offer. You don't need bittul la'olam. Could be an asur lefanaisai is good enough, but that's only by offer. By tevin, yizicha need bittul la'olam. But according to Rashi, that you never need bittul la'olam. Bittul by definition means l'shiva. So what's it doing? Seeing bittul asur lefanaisai. Behechach you have to say that bittul needs b'peh, and asur lefanaisai is when you don't have b'peh. So how could the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa brings the Paiskim that Akapanam are not to Lahakal, that Bittul Azayim works. So how could he bring the Deya that Bittul B'Leiv should work? It doesn't stem with the Deya that Bittul Azayim works. And even more, if you mevatel, not prepare, only Lazayim, L'chayel L'chuyam that can't work. Because that zicha only ain't us in L'fenaisai. Because according to Rashi, you need peh, and if you're not mevatel with peh, that's ein asur lefanaisai. And according to Dvarta, you don't need peh, so ein asur lefanaisai is a pshat lezayin, and bittul is a pshat loilam. If you mevatel only lezayin and not peh, so l'chuliyam it shouldn't work. So l'chayr, this shtickle that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, halacha l'maisa, to be mitzadet, to be mekel, to be mayin on Yom Tov, because of the shittas that hold you don't need peh, if you're talking going to be mevatel loilam, so good, maybe you have those shittas. But if you only give mevatel l'zayin, so there's no such shita that it works if you don't do it b'peh. According to Dvar, you need l'olam. According to Rashi, you need b'peh. And it can't be such a shita, because otherwise, what's the chilutim bitla nasa l'fenaisai? That's bothered me about the Mishnah Berurah. But I saw in the Pnei Yeshua that he wants to say that even according to Rashi, Belev works. But what's the chilah between Bittel and us and the Fenaisai? You could do it Belev. You don't need beat this for Sayim. You don't have to read it Ice Bepe. You don't have to speak it out. But it has to be a conscious Bittel. You have to have Kavanah. You're being Mevatel it. Whether it's Bepe and Belev, but you're doing it with Kavanah. Einos Lefnaisai means you don't have any plans to take it out. You're planning on not taking it out. But you never sat down and made up as a bittel, whether it's bepeh, whether it's belev. Peshulin's Rashi doesn't mean necessarily bepeh. Rashi just means that it was a conscious decision to be mevatelit. Could even be belev. So lefi pnei Yeshua's pshat, it could stim the Mishnah Berurah's psak that you can be mevatel on yontif because you don't need peh, because the pnei Yeshua is saying, according to Rashi, even according to Rashi, peh is lav dafka. The main thing is, it's a conscious decision. You're being mechavent him of atlet, as opposed to offer enos lefenaisa, which means that you happen to plan on leaving it there, but you never made any conscious decision to mevatelit. Now, right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ha'isa gvoyim esham amet, the sukkah was above 20 amets, v'hutzim yoydim b'seich chaf amet, but the hutzim, the little pieces of schach are hanging down inside the 20 amets, im tzilsim rum mechamasim ksherim, if the hutzim's shade is more than sun, the hutzim themselves is kashir, v'mlav psula, and if not, it's pasul. So here there's a machlekes rishenim, and it's based on a machlekes in the Gemara in Erevin. It's machlekes what's pshat in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin discusses what's a din if you have part of the schach above 20 and part of the schach below 20. And the Gemara there says a lashin, Gemara brings a machlekes if it's pasul or it's kashir, the machlekes in the Gemara there. And the Gemara there says a lashon that the reason why it should be pasul is because you can't just say, cut off the top schach, kloish, cut off the top schach above 20, you have enough schach below 20. Because ikalshusle, if you would cut off the schach above 20, it would be chamsimuva mitzilasa. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying that you have part of the schach above 20, part of the schach below 20, and the schach below 20 on its own is chamasa mubu mitzilasa. And then the Gemara is a machlekes if it's kosher or pasul. So Taisus here, and also in one teretz in Erevin, and this is the Chayoshitis Rashi, later on the Aftesim and Beis, holds that you need really tzilasa mubu mitzilasa that's below 20. Anything above 20 is pasul eschach. It can't be mitzdarif together with the schach below 20 to make it tzilas yom mechamasa, because you can't be mitzayif schach pasul abadi schach kasher, like the Gemara there says. So therefore, whatever's above 20 doesn't count. You need a full tzilas yom ruba mechamasa below 20. So what's the pshat in the Gemara there? Why does the Gemara there say that if you cut off the schach that's above 20, it will be chamas ruba tzilasa? It means that even though right now, when you have all the schach together, you actually have tzilas yom ruba mechamasa even from the schach below 20, but if you cut off the schach above 20, what would happen is the other schach, the schach below 20, will blow away. There won't be neskayim there anymore. It will shrivel or blow away. It won't have a kiyum. So there you have a machlekes. One man, the Amish, says that since if you would cut off the schach above 20, the schach below 20 will then shrivel away, will then blow away, it would not remain tzilas yom ruba mechamasa. So kumtas, you need the schach above 20 for your hechsher asukah. So mele it's pasul. And the chayde gemara there's mavur that it's pasul midarabana. And the other man, the arm, and this is how we paskin, that we don't have this problem, even though if you would take off the schach above 20, the schach below 20 will start blowing away or shriveling, and it will end up to be chamas yom ruba mechamasa. But since at this point that you have the schach that's above 20, so therefore, the schach below 20 is at this point tzilas yom ruba mechamasa, and therefore it's kasher. But lekuli alma, if the schach that's below 20 is chamas yom ruba mechamasa, it would be pasul, because you can't be mitzayir, if you can't use for yeshir tzilas yom ruba mechamasa the schach that's above 20. That's a shita of Taisus here, and Rashi later in the Aftesim Beis, and the first teretz of Taisus in Erevin. And Faker, Taisus here has a kasha that here it says that the hutzin, as long as the hutzin atzilas yom ruba mechamasa, it's kasher So how does it stem with the Man Yoma there that says that Mixus Schach L'mal Michav and Mixus Schach L'mat Michav is possible, and Al Karchach it means that the Mixus Schach L'mat Michav by itself is Tzlas Rum Michamasa? Because if not, no one would say that's kosher, because you can be mitzayev of the Schach L'mal Michav. It's Schach possible. Elamai, it means even though right now it's Tzlas Rum Michamasa, but if you take off the top Schach, then it would become and that would passel it. So why is Hutzin kosher? So Taisus answers, because Hutzin is better. Hutzin is better than Mixus Schach L'mat Michav, Mixus Schach L'mal Michav. Hutzin, since you have a lot of Hutzin, it could easily be Niskayim, you could easily find a way to prop up the Hutzin and they'll remain Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa even without the Tap Schach. Al-Kopanim, that's Shittas Taisus here, that you need always Schach below 20 to be Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa. You cannot be Mitzarif it. You can't count the Schach above 20 to make the Sukkah Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa. However, the Ritva and the Ran here, and Taisus second Teretz in Erevin, and the Rabbeinu Tam later on Daf Tes and Mabeis, they all know. They hold that Schach L'mal Michav, that's not Schach Pasul. That's not Pasul Schach. There's no din that the Schach has to be L'mat Michav. It's a din in the Sukkah. The Sukkah has to be, the Sukkah has a shear that it can't be more than 20 Amos. But the Schach above 20 Amos is not Pasul Schach. So therefore, as long as some of the Schach is below 20, Mix the schach l'mal michav, mix the schach l'mat michav. As long as some of the schach is below 20, so kum tais the sukkah b'chlalius is not above 20 amos. It's not a sukkah which is l'mal me'asher mama. So mele it's kosher, and you could all the schach that's above 20 is also kosher, and you could use them to make the sukkah tzilas m'chamasa. It's not mitzdarif schach kosher highly schach pasul, because the schach l'mal michav is also kosher. It's just a din that the sukkah b'chlal can't be above 20 amos. But as long as some of the schach is within 20 amos, that means that the sukkah b'chlal is not considered to be above 20 amos. So male, the entire schach is kasher schach. So vaker, do you have to answer the other way? So if that's true, that mixes schach l'mal michav and mixes schach l'mat michav is kasher, even if the schach that's l'mat michav is on its own chamtsu mitzilasa, so why does the Gemara say that Hutzin it only works if the Hutzin Atzilas Yimu Mechamasa? What's the difference between Hutzin and Mixes Schach L'mal Michav and Mixes Schach L'mat Michav? So the Rishonim answer, Hutzin are worse. Hutzin aren't Chashev, that's one pshat they say. Another pshat they say, the Hutzin are completely dependent on the Schach that's above. That much the opposite of what Taisus says. The Hutzin, if you cut off the Schach above, the Hutzin are gone. It's not like Mixes Schach L'mal Michav and Mixes Schach L'mat Michav, where they're not so dependent upon each other. In these cases, where all it is Hutzin, which lacks Chashivas, or lacks Akim Bifnei Atzmai, so if they're not Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa on their own steam, so Bechlal, you don't see that any Schach is considered to be L'mat Michav. The Hutzin don't count. They're not Chashiv. They don't have Akim Bifnei Atzmai. Therefore, you need that the Hutzin should be Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa to give the Chashivas that can make it that the Sukkah is considered to be within 20 Amos. If you don't have the Hutzin being Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa, and since all they are Hutzin, so they don't count Bechlal, it's just a little drop hanging down, that doesn't make that the Sukkah should be considered a Sukkah which is within 20. If you have actual genuine Schach above below 20, even though that Schach is Chamasa Mitzilasa, then Avada the Sukkah is kosher, and you could be mitzdarif the Schach above 20 to make it Tzilas Yimu Mechamasa. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. Now, the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ir, that and Kfar Kodmei the Meiri, we'll speak about that in a second, but the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ir, we find in the Sukkah, when you made the Sukkah L'mala Mechaf Amma, and then you go and you put Karim Uksasis, well, that doesn't work, but you put Tevin, you put Ofer, you make a Tztaba, you make an Amud, the whole blind is talking about different things you could do to make the Sukkah within 20. Why wouldn't that be a problem of Tassav Leimina Asli? We find later in the Perek, HaChaitit Begadish Lassus Le Sukkah Ein Sukkah. If you have a haystack, and you carve out the hay of the haystack in order to make a Sukkah out of it, so the Sukkah kind of was made on its own. You didn't put the Schach up L'Shem Schach. You just had a haystack, and then you carved in the middle, and now immediately you have a Sukkah. That's puzzle. It says Chag Sukkah Tasselcha. You have to actually make the Sukkah. Vleiman Asli, not if it's made on its own without you making the Sukkah. Similarly, when you have a Schach which is Mechubber, When you have a schach, you put up schach, which is mechuber, hidlalem, is a gefim, is a delas, is a kisus. The Mishnah says, if you have a schach that's mechuber, and it's pasul, and then you go and you cut off the mechuber, you cut off the vines, now it's not mechuber lekarik anymore, it's not attached to the ground anymore, it's pasul. You have to actually go take the schach, I mean, you have to pick the schach up and put it back down, and make an asi of the schach, because since when you put it up, it was pasul, it was mechuber, it was attached to the ground, it was a vine, and it doesn't have, it's a pasul schach, schach has to be talush, and afterwards, when you cut it off, that's not called an asiyah. You didn't have an asiyah. That's not an asiyah of the schach. That's tas v'leim and asri. You have to pick up the schach and put it back down again. So you have this psul of tas v'leim and asri. Effective pnei Yeshua. So why don't you say the same thing? When you have schach, which is l'mala michaf, it's a psul of sukkah. And now you didn't do anything with the schach. You just made an amud. You made it staba. You memayed it. So why isn't that also a psul of tas v'leim and asri? So he says, Bishleim, like the Rishonim, that the schach l'mala michaf is not pasul schach, it's kosher schach. It's only a din in the sukkah, it's a shir in the sukkah. The sukkah can't be more than 20 amos, so it's not a psul in the schach b'chlal. It's a psul in the sukkah. So we understand, now you made the sukkah lower, what's the difference if you lower the schach, if you higher the floor? Either way, the sukkah was too big, it was more than 20 amos, and now you made the sukkah smaller. So, male, there's no problem of tasav leim and asay. But if it's a psul neschach, schach lamal michaf is pasul neschach, you can't use it for the shi of tzul simu michamasa. So, lechaira, now that you made it, stab it, you're being machshir neschach. So, it should be a problem of tasav leim and asay. What's the difference in that and being chaitit begadish or being makatzitz and cutting off the schach that's mechubber? So, the Pnei Yeshua says his teretz very bekitzer, but I think he means what the stipel is also mayrich about. The stipler says a little bit more barichas, a little more graphically, and I think this is the kavan of the Pei Yeshua. And the teretz is, the way the stipler says it, ein achinami, schach that's above 20 amos is pasul schach. But this schach is only above 20 amos from the floor. But from the ear of the sukkah which you're using now, that space, that avir of the sukkah that you're using now, it was never above 20 amos of that avir. So what was wrong? If you have a schach that's more than 20 amos high, it's 21 amos high, and you're sitting in the sukkah, most of you is within 20 amos of the schach. So what's wrong? The teretz is, the floor of the sukkah has to be within 20 amos of the schach, otherwise it's pasul schach. It has to be seichach on the floor of the sukkah, and if it's more than 20 amos, it's not called schach for that floor of the sukkah. So what's wrong with the part of the sukkah which is within 20 amos of the schach? It's missing a floor. So for that part of the sukkah, just making a floor is good enough. For the part, for the actual floor of the sukkah that was there when you put up the schach, for that floor, that schach is schach pasul. So that, you would need new schach. You'd have to say tasav leim and asi. But for the part of the sukkah that's within 20 amos of the schach, for that part of the sukkah, there's nothing wrong with the schach. The schach is within 20 amos of that part. There's something wrong that you don't have a floor. So as long as you made a floor, for that part, there was never pasul eschach. It was missing a floor, so you make a floor, now it's kosher. That's how the stipel teaches, and I think be'erich, that's what the Pnei Yeshua means. Now the Pnei Yeshua says that he has a tshuva from the Maran Bar Baruch. It's in Simon Kuf Pei Beis in the first Prague. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Tav Resh Chavav, B'Shem Matzasi Kosov. That the tshuva is that the Maram Rutenberg shtels su this din to the din. Let's say you put up the schach while the shlak was covered. Let's say you have a sukkah that's covered with a shlak, and you put up the schach while the shlak was covered, and then you open the shlak. Is that a problem of tasvoyim and asli? So Maram Rutenberg says it's not. It's not a problem of tasvoyim and asli, because he brings a raya from this case of Lamala Michaf. Just like Lamala Michaf, and now you put up a amud at Staba, it's not a problem of Tasvoyim and Asli. So who and then when you put the schach underneath the roof and then you uncover the roof, it's also not a problem of Tasvoyim and Asli. Pnei Yeshua says that his shtickle is not mashma from the Maram Rutenberg. And what he means is like this. The Maram Rutenberg holds up the emes and is a psul in the schach. Just like a schach under the roof. It's a psul in the schach. The schach is possible when it's under a roof. But still, it's not called tasvoyim and asui. So here also is a psul nischach of islamalam michaf, but still not called tashvul minasir. But it doesn't explain exactly why. But then says the Mimi already asked the kasha. Mimi already explains it. The Mimi asked the kasha, why isn't when Mimi made the sukkah, why isn't it tashvul minasir? Mamma shepay Yeshua's kasha. So the Mimi says that as long as the psul is not in the etzim schach, it's a psul aboloi from another tzan, that's not a problem of tashvul minasir. And the Miri brings a raya. The Miri says, because by the case of chaytet begadish, by the case where you have the haystack, so the Gemara there says, it's dafka when you just had a haystack. But let's say you already had a space, you made l'shem sukkah, a space that's one tefach high, by seven wide. A shir heksha sukkah, that's one tefach. That's enough to be called an asiya, and you could do the rest al yidei chatita. As long as you made l'shem sukkah one tefach high, that's good enough. So the stipel learns up that Gemara because the din of ten tefachim is not a din in the schach. There's nothing wrong with the schach. It's kasher schach. Even if it's seichach on one tefach, it's already kasher schach. What's the problem? The problem is you don't have mechitzis. So mechitzis is no din of tas v'loim and asui. You could go and carve out the haystack and make yourself mechitzis of ten tefachim. But I think the Me'imi learned that no, it's a din in the schach also. The schach has to be over ten tefachim. Otherwise, it's pasul schach. But still, it's a psul in the schach, but it's not a psul be'etzim in the schach. The schach has a shem schach, it has a Torah schach. It's not kosher for a sukkah, but it has a din schach. If it's not being seichach over anything, it's not an oil b'chalal, so it's b'chalal not schach. Now you went al yidei carving it out without doing a meis in the gufa schach, and it became schach, that's tasav leimen asui. Mashenken, when it was schach over a tefach, it has a din schach, but it's pasul. That wouldn't be tasav leimen asui. You have to say by mechuba, mechuba is b'chal not schach. There's something wrong with the guf haschach. The guf haschach is different. The guf haschach is missing something. So memela, that's not called schach. So memela, when you cut it off from the mechuba, there's a problem of tasav leimen asui. Shein kein, when you don't have a shear, you don't have a shear of ten tefachim, you have a shear more than 20 amis. So that's not inherent in the schach. So even though the schach is called schach pasul, but the psul is not coming from the schach itself, the psul is coming because of the shear. But the schach itself is a zal b'schach. So on that, you don't say it in the tasvoyim and asui. And the mimi takish tells too the shmuz in Ram Rudenberg that who then if you put the schach under a roof, under a shlach, and then you uncover the shlach, it's also kosher. Because even though avadin has a psul in the schach, but it's not a psul be'etzim in the schach. There's nothing wrong with the schach itself. The schach itself is perfectly good schach. The psul in the schach is coming from outside. It's coming from another source. So there's no psul of tasav leimen asui. So to sum up, about the kasha, how you let it make an etzdab or an amud of a chuli, why don't you say it's tasav leimen asui, if you hold like the rishonim, that schach l'mal michav is b'chlal not psul of schach, it could even be mitzdarev to be tzul shmub michamsa, it's tam a din in the kashas of the sukkah. So then it's pashit. The schach is impossible. It's not a din in the shir sukkah. So as long as you take care of that problem, it's not a problem of tasav leimen asui. But if you hold this taka a problem with the schach is called pasul. It can't be mitzdarif with the schach kosher to make it tzuls mum mechamsa. There's a chsarin in the schach. So then you have two terutzim. The Yeshua's teretz, the few way I understand the Yeshua's teretz, that the stipler, that it means the stipler svara. That the pshat is ain't a chanami, it's a psul schach, but it's only a psul schach for the floor that's below 20. Mashenkin, for the space in the sukkah, the avir, which is within 20, for that it's taka akashur schach. So as long as you shteltsu a floor in that space, for that space it was always kashur schach. That space was just missing a floor. So mela, you didn't go and make psul schach kashur. Okay, you just shtelt the floor in the place where it was always kashur. If you say that svara, if that's a good svara, so then you wouldn't have any riot to the case of the schach under the roof. The schach under the roof is mamish pasul schach. It's mamish pasul schach, even though it's not a psul inherent in the schach, but it's mamish pasul. And then once you remove the roof, you make machsh the schach. It wouldn't be a problem of tasavoy menasui. Mashengen, if you say the mi'imi svara, which Ram Rudenberg also is mashma, that even if it is a psul in the schach, but if the psul neschach is inherent in the etzim schach, the etzim is something wrong with the schach, it's not being seichich on anything, or it's mechumer, there's something wrong with the actual schach itself, that you have to, that schach is not considered a schach, and if you take off the problem, it's not achar, it'll be a problem of tasav loyim and asir. But shengen, if the schach is really schach, it's just puzzle, it doesn't have 10 tvachim, it's more than 20 amis, it's under a roof, but there's nothing wrong with the etzim schach. There's another zaitik psul which makes it schach puzzle. On that, you wouldn't say tasav loyim and asir. The nafkamina is if you can make the schach under the roof and uncover the roof. It's actually a machlekes apaiskim. There are more paskins. You could make the schach under the shlach and uncover it, but kamachreinim argue, and it's totally in this thing that we said. The Gemara goes weiter. Haise gevoye yud tvachim. Let's say the sukkah was only 10 tvachim high. V'hutzim yoredim l'teich yud, and the hutzim go to within 10 tvachim. Just like you find that the hutzim that are not, that are chamsim ruba mitzilsa when it's above 20 amis, and the hutzim go down, that doesn't make the sukkah considered to be a sukkah below 20 amis, because since the hutzim aren't tzilas ruba chavasim, they don't count. So who adin to make the sukkah considered a sukkah that's below 10 tfachim, the hutzim that a chamas room and slasim don't count, and the sukkah is considered a sukkah of 10 tefachim high, because as long as the hutzin aren't silasim room and chamasim, they don't count. Rava, amalei Rava, ha diris ruchahi, ve'en adam dar b'diris rucha. That's a diris rucha. Now, as enech and ami mitzad the shir of 10 tefachim be'etzim, you wouldn't say that's a chsayin in the shir, because since the hutzin achamas room and slasim, they're not chashiv, they don't count, so the sukkah is still 10 tefachim. But Lamais, it's a diris rucha. It's not a good dira. And an amdar b'diris rucha. Is a shayla if diris rucha is a psul b'di'evid, or it's only a psul l'chatchila? The Dvar says it's a psul even b'di'evid. He says, the loik it asks mixes chachamim that say it's l'chatchila. He says he brings some mishayim that say it's only l'chatchila. Ben Chanano and the Ritzgeyes, the Sharetzian, Tafrish Lamagimel brings it down. They hold it's psul b'di'evid. That's kare the psak of the paiskim. But the Rambam says a lashim v'tzarech liyizor shlo yehutzim v'alam shel schach yoredu l'masecha sar tvachim kadei shlo yetzulei b'shivasai. You have to be careful that the hutzim don't go, so it shouldn't disturb him when he's sitting there. So the Rambam, the lashim of Rambam is mashmitz only din l'chatchila. The Aruch Haner is medayik that way. The Sharetzian sounds like he learned up the Rambam that way. That's the lashim of Rambam is mashmitz. The Briskei Rav also. In the Chedushim Ar Nuz Alevi and Ilchas Sukkah, he also learns of the Rambam that way. He's Mayer Chalat to explain the Shittas of Rambam that holds you don't need that the Sukkah should be a Dira. That's not a din in the Sukkah. The other Paiskim hold that, no, if a Sukkah is not a Dira, it's Bechal not a Sukkah, it's a Pasul of Sukkah. Hashem of the Rambam holds you don't need that the Sukkah should be a Dira. That's why the Psul of Hutz and the Psul of Dira Shulch is only Psul of Chathilah, that's the Rambam. The Aruch Haner brings a Raya to the Rambam that it's only Psul of Chathilah because the Gemara later asks the Shaila. How do we know the Shia of 10 Tvachim? The Gemara brings Psukim, Magansa Shakla Vitaya, Bing Gemara, the Gemara says Lachal Meshim Sinai. Tepik lay that if not, if you don't have 10 Tvachim, it's a Diris Rucha. If you say Diris Rucha is a Psul B'di Evin, so tepik lay that it's a Diris Rucha if you don't have 10 Tvachim. It's a Raya that the Din Diris Rucha is not a Psul B'di Evin, it's only a Psul Chathilah. That's the Aruch Haner's Raya to the Rambam. So I said, Mrs. Madcha, he says, first of all, you could say that Diris Rucha is Psul B'di Evin, it's only Psul D'Rabbanan. More they wanted to say the 10 tefachim is a psul deraisa. But even if you learn that diris rucha is a psul deraisa, he wants to say that still the Gemara needed a pasuk to say that the sukkah has to be 10 tefachim, because how do you know the mechitzas have to be 10 tefachim? For diris rucha, that'd only be the schach would have to be above 10 tefachim. But the mechitzas wouldn't have to be 10 tefachim. The need the psukim and the alacha mesh mesin and everything that the mechitzas have to be 10 tefachim. I wanted to lay to myself one vart, even if you say, and maybe we'll discuss this in the Shir and Daf Hey, that there's a dim mitzah the schach has to be seichich on 10 tefachim, anish is nishken schach, it's a dim mitzah the schach, you still wouldn't be able to know the din from diris rucha. Because for diris rucha itself, you only would need one part of the sukkah to be above 10 tefachim. You would need one area of zayin al zayin, that in that area, there's no schach that hangs down under 10 tefachim, so there you'd have a dira. You wouldn't need that the schach next to the mechitzas would be 10 tefachim. But since 10 tefachim is a shear in the sukkah, a shear in the schach, so that would be a din that the schach next to the mechitzas would have to be 10 tefachim. Anish, you wouldn't have a pasul sukkah, it wouldn't be called a mechitzas smuchas l'schach. Al kapanim, Rav Yishayim seem to know that it is absorbed by the Evid, and that's taket apsak, that with the dearest sukkah is absorbed by the Evid. I'll have the Rambam is mashmitz only absorbed by the Evid. The Gemara goes weiter. Haysa gevoya meyeshim amo ubona boat staba, keneged daifen amtsay al pnei kula. If it was above 20 amos and you built a platform opposite the middle wall that goes from one end to the other end of the sukkah, the two side walls. V'yesh behechsha sukkah, and on that stabit is a hechsha sukkah, there's enough shear of a sukkah. K'sheiritz kasher. That is a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says that the k'sheirit means the entire sukkah is kasher. Even what's off that stabit, even what's on the other side of that stabit, which there the sukkah is above 20 amos, the whole thing becomes kasher. Because once the tztaba is kosher, so you have a kosher sukkah here, he brings the Gemara later, and after your test, pesel hayetzim in a sukkah nidin kasukkah. Pesel, Rashi says, means schach, psoil is garim v'yekev. Hayetzim in a sukkah means it comes out of a sukkah. In other words, you have a sukkah kshera, and then you have schach that's coming out to a place where that place doesn't have a heksha sukkah. That schach also becomes kosher. Therefore, even if the sukkah is bigger, and there's places in the sukkah which are more than 20 amos, forget, even if most of the sukkah is more than 20 amos, but since you have the heksha sukkah on the tztaba, which is on the daifanim, so you have three walls, and that's below 20 amos, so that already, any schach that comes out from that sukkah retains that heksha sukkah wherever it is, even if it's in a place where it doesn't have a heksha sukkah. That's Shittas Rashi. Like we said, it's a Machalikis Rishayim. Some Rishayim hold, no, only the Itztab is kosher, the rest of the Sukkah is not kosher, and it's not the same as Pesel Yetzim in a Sukkah. The Ran says it was Machriach Rashi to say the entire Sukkah is kosher, is otherwise, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? What's the difference how big the Sukkah is? If all you're being Machsher is the Itztaba, so that itself is a kosher Sukkah. What's the chiddush of the Gemara Bechlal that when you build a itzdaba pneim tzoi and it has a heksha sukkah that it's kasher? That's kasher. So from there Rashi understood that it must mean the entire sukkah is kasher. Must be the Gemara is telling you the yisai the pesel yetzim in a sukkah. But the Ran says that it's not mukhrich. The Ran argues on Rashi. He says could be the chiddush is that you would think that you gazer one half of the sukkah to the other half of the sukkah. If you made a itzdaba on part of the sukkah, you would think that since the other part of the sukkah is pasul, so if you're going to be maksha, that's tamba, so people also eat in the other part of the sukkah. Kamashman, you're not geyser, and people understand that they only let eat on the tamba, not in the other part of the sukkah. Now, the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Taisus Rid, that asks two kashas on Rashi. First kashi asks on Rashi is, the Gemara's case there, by Pesel Yetzim and a sukkah is a case, we have a sukkah, where one of the walls is longer than the other wall. You have three walls, and the wall on the right is much longer than the wall on the left. So Pesel Yetzim in a sukkah, Nidin Kasukkah works, that even though the schach, which is connected, the wall on the right, the wall on the left doesn't go that far. So where that schach is, you only have one wall. But since it's coming from the part of the schach which has three walls, so Mimele, Nidin Kasukkah, it has a din of a sukkah, it's all kosher. So Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, that's not because an area which has no Teiris Heksha Sukkah, which is just attached and has the same Schach as an area with a Heksha Sukkah, automatically becomes Kasher. No, but the site of that Gemara is that it's all considered having three walls. Just like when you have a Sukkah, two walls and a Tefach. It's not like only the Tefach, only what's connected, the Tefach is the third wall, and the rest of it only has two walls. No, the tefach becomes the third wall. The third wall doesn't have to be mamshich all the way through the whole shir sukkah. That's the din of the third wall. Shnayim kol chasanu shlishis afilu tefach, like the Gemara says later. So too, when you have a longer wall and a shorter wall, the shorter wall is considered a wall on the whole side. That's the din of pesel yetzim in a sukkah. But it's really considered like the whole sukkah has three walls. But here, where the part of the sukkah that's off the tztaba is clearly above 20 amos. So that part really has no heksha sukkah whatsoever. So to say that because you have a part which has a heksha sukkah, and that could go and be machsher a part of the sukkah, which that part by itself has no hechsher sukkah, that mehechetesa. The Ran also is mashmir is kashi. He says it much more bekitzer. He says that the case here doesn't seem to be similar to the cases there of pesel yetsim in a sukkah. So mehechetesa has the same din. In other words, it seems worse. The cases there of pesel yetsim in a sukkah, you really could consider the hechsher sukkah to apply to the entire case. One of the walls is longer, so you can consider the wall, the shorter wall, as if it's a wall of the whole sukkah. Mashenkin here, l'maisa, you're being makshir apart, which is clearly above 20 amos. To this kasha, the Rosh answers that the Gemara, one of the cases of the Gemara there, is part of the sukkah is tzilsim ruba michamsa, the other part is chamasim ruba mitzilasa, and the part that's chamasim ruba mitzilasa becomes kasha because of the part that's tzilasim ruba michamasa. So there also, the heksher sukkah is only in the part which is tzilasim ruba michamasa. The part that's chamasim ruba mitzilasa really doesn't have independently a heksher sukkah at all, but since it's attached, you have the klal of fesel yetsim in a sukkah nidin kesukkah. So you see that it does give it more of a heksher. And the Rosh also argues that even the case where the wall is longer, that doesn't mean that the third wall really is a wall for the whole sukkah. When you only put one tefach is clearly not a good wall for a sukkah. It doesn't have the sheer sukkah. So that means you want that this wall should be a wall for the entire side. But if you made a longer wall, you made a longer than a tefach wall, and you stopped the wall at a certain point, so you megal adaitai, that that's where you want this wall to stop. So memela, it's considered like you don't have a wall past this wall, and therefore, the fact that you're being makshed a part of the sukkah past this wall is you're being makshed a sukkah even though that part does not have three walls. So it seems that the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yeshaya are arguing, and what is the din of pesel yetsim in a sukkah? Rabbeinu Yeshaya understands that it's not a new heksher on a part which doesn't have the heksher sukkah. It's just the Gemara there was discussing cases where you might think that it's not a chelik of the sukkah, you might think it's missing the heksher. And the Gemara is telling you, Kamash Mulan, no, it's all really one big sukkah. Really, the Heksher sukkah does apply to the entire area. Perhaps Rabbeinu Yeshaya would answer the question that when you have part that's Chamasim Mitzilasa and part that's Silasim Mitzilasa, the Chamasim Mitzilasa also would work. He'd say also that the Pshat is it's really one big sukkah, and Bechlolius, in the entire Schach Bechlal, you have Silasim Ruba. So really, you don't look at the part of Chamasim Ruba Mitzilasa independently. You look at it as one big sukkah, and in the one big sukkah you have b'chloli Silasim Ruba Mechamasa. But in our case, by Itztaba, where part is above 20 and part is lower than 20, clearly the part that the skach is above 20 doesn't have a heksher sukkah there. It's above 20 amis. You can't look at everything as one big thing. This part doesn't have a heksher sukkah. So therefore, it wouldn't work. Mashenki the Rosh is mashma, that Psal Yetzim in a sukkah gives a din heksher even to a part which it itself wouldn't have a din heksher. Not that it makes it all into one big sukkah, but you have the kashir part of the sukkah, and since this is adjacent to it, it's Yetzim is there, the schach is coming out, that's not din, that's halach al meishim Sinai, that it also would get the shame heksher sukkah. So mele would apply even if it's over 20 amis. That's what smashman amachleikis is. Rabbeinu Yeshaya asks another question, that psal yetzim in a sukkah wouldn't work if the schach is pasul. If you have pasul a schach, together with kasher a schach, of course you can't sit under the pasul a schach. That's mefurish in the Gemara later, that schach pasul paisul barba. You don't say psal yetzim in a sukkah when the schach is pasul. So if it's above 20 amis, it's pasul. If it's pasul, how could you say psal yetzim in a sukkah nidin kesukkah? So on that, the Rosh answers that with the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned before, that schach above 20 is b'chal not pasul schach. But okay, there could be mitzdarif with the schach kasha to make it tzilasim ruba. It's just as a din. The sukkah is pasul if it's above 20, but the schach is kasher is schach. So therefore, it could have a din of psal yetze. It's not the same as schach pasul. Schach pasul is b'chal not psal yetze in a sukkah. It's not schach coming out of the sukkah. It's not schach altogether. Mashenkin schach above 20 amis. That has a din schach. It's just as the psul, that the sukkah can't be above 20 amis. So in that, the din of psal yetzi, just like there's a din that a sukkah has to be, have three walls. But psal yetzi says that as long as you have three walls in one place, that can be makshed to the other place. There's a din of sukkah has to be chamas rum mitzilas, tzilas rum mechamasa. But once you have that in one place, that can be makshed to the other place. So who a din above 20? It's not schach pasul. Yeshua's Ma'ir, Rashi Shita, seemingly later, is that you can't be mitzvah to skach above 20 with the skach below 20 to make it into Tzilas and Ruma Mechamasa. So Rashi sounds like he holds that a skach above 20 is skach pasal, and still he holds that it's pasal Yetzim in Asuka. Pnei Yeshua says, Yesh L'chalik, the stipel in Kilos Yaakov is also Ma'irich about it. Could be the chilik is that the here al kapanim the schach, like we said before, the chilik, the schach is not inherently pasul. There's nothing wrong with the schach be'etzim. It's a psul that the schach is pasul because of the circumstance that it's above 20. That's why we said legabe tasav loymen asui. There's no problem of tasav loymen asui because it's not a psul in the etzim schach. It's a psul in the circumstance of the schach. So mechay gavni would say pasul yaitzei. The Tzarech hear more about it. Al kapanim, it's a machlekes Rishayim, like we said. Actually, Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Ritva and the Ran, they all paskin that only the Tzdaba is kosher. What's off the Tzdaba is pasul. But the Rosh agrees with Rashi that what's off the Tzdaba is also kosher. The Paiskim say it's also the Das the Rambam. The Rambam is Seisim. And he says, Ksheira, it's mashma that the Rambam holds the entire Sukkah is kosher, like Rashi and the Rosh. And that's the Psak of the Turin Shulchan Aruch. That's the Psak of the Paiskim, that the entire sukkah is kosher. Now the Gemara goes further. It says if the tzdaba was minatzad, if the tzdaba was on the side, so then you really only have two walls, so then it has to be within four amis of the other side wall in order to be kosher, because then it'll be kosher because of daifin akuma. And if it's more than four amis away, so then it's pasul because you don't have three walls. In this case, the Rosh says even Rashi is maskim that only on the tzdaba is kosher, because since you're saying daifin akuma, so therefore you can't count the part that's off the tzdaba because it's not under the schach, it's under a daifin. He's understanding daifin akuma like the way Rashi seems to explain it here, that the schach, that's lamala michaf, is not really schach, it's considered part of the daifin. It's a daifin akuma, meaning it's a horizontal daifin, so therefore, since you're considering a daifin to make the schach that's above the tzdaba to be samuch l'dayfin, so then you can consider it schach and sit under it. The Ran says that it's totally really in the pshat of what dayfin akuma is. There is another pshat in dayfin akuma that's dam. As long as the dayfin is within four amis and it's schach pasul, you can consider that the dayfin is like bent to the kasher schach. In that case, maybe according to Rashi, it would be kasher off the chakak. But l'maisa, all the paiskim say, like the Rosh, that even according to Rashi, if you have to come on to Daifin Akuma, it's possible because you're not under the schach, you're under the Daifin. Then the Gemara has another case. Haisub chusa mi yasara tfachim. If let's say the sukkah was less than 10 tfachim, the kachak bakadei lashlim al asara, and you dug a ditch to make the sukkah higher, to make it 10 tfachim high. Im yesh mi svas chakul lakaisel gimel tfachim sula, there's three tfachim between the edge of the ditch and the kaisel, it's pasul. But But if it's less than three tfachim, then it's kasher. The Gemara explains you don't have the share of dal and amis because you don't have a daifin akuma, because less than 10 tfachim is not a daifin. So you can't say daifin akuma because you can't create a daifin through daifin akuma. You first have to have a daifin in order to say daifin akuma. Therefore, the share is three tfachim, which is the share of lavad. If it's within three tfachim of the wall, so then you could say lavan and consider that you have a wall of 10 tfachim between the chakak and the wall that's less than 10 tfachim. But if it's more than 3 tfachim, so then it's not considered that you have a wall of 10 tfachim. So there's a machlekes in this case, if you have the same shmuz, if out of the chakak is kasher. The Meiri says that in this case, everyone agrees that the part out of the chakak is kosher. Even those that say that when you have the tzdaba on the amtsoi, the part off the tzdaba is pasul because it's over 20 amis, here it's not a problem that the part that's off the chakak is not 10 tfachim because it's all lavud, says the Meiri. Since it's all lavud, it's considered all one space, so therefore it's not a problem. But the tur says Faker, that even according to Rashi, that by the, when it's, let's say, Slumalame Esrim Amen, you have its Tzdaba, the part off the Tzdaba is Kashu, as Pesal Yetzeh, but here when it's Lamatame Esrim, and you have a Chakak, you can't be Machshir, the part off the Chakak. Fek the Beis Yosef, why? Why don't you say the same Pesel Yetze to Yimachshe the part that's not that's not in the Chakak? And the Mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch is that it is Kasher, even the part that's not in the Chakak. And that's the how the Taz and Magen Avram seem to learn up the Shulchan Aruch. That he argues in the Torah, like we said, that which stem with the Meiri, that you have the same din by Pachas Me'asara, that off the Chakak is Kasher. But to explain the Torah, there are three pshatim and achrayim to explain the Torah. The Bach says that l'malam michav is a psul. So even though it's pasul, but since you have a kosher sukkah, it's pasul yetzim in a sukkah. But l'matim yud means that you have no mechitzas. You can't be machshir alts pasul yetzay a part of the sukkah with no mechitzas. Mechayim means derech mashal. If the Gemara only says if one of the walls extends and the other wall doesn't, you can be makshir because our kaponim have one wall. But if it extends out, we have no walls. Avad that part of the schach l'kuli almi don't say pesel yetzei. Because without any walls there, it's b'chlal an Hashem sukkah. It's not even pesel yetzei. So hu adim pachas me'asar tfachim, that's called that you have no walls altogether. So there you have no din of pesel yetzei. That's what the Bach and the Taz, the Magen Avraham, that's what the Bach and the Magen Avraham say. The Prisha and the Taz say that the pshat is because it's diris rucha. You can only be makshir a part of the sukkah, which that's in that part can have a shame dira, can have a teres dira. Now it's possible, pesel yetzah can be makshir. But less than 10 tfachim is a dira srucha, and mistama going with the pshat that a dira srucha is even a psul b'diavad. So even though you have part of the sukkah which has a shame dira, but you can't be makshir al pesel yetzah a part which doesn't have a shame dira b'chlal, it's a dira srucha, doesn't have a teres dira. So that's the difference between l'mal mesrim, which could have a teres dira, it's just a pasul of sukkah, there you can be makshal special yetzei. But l'mata me'asara, there it doesn't have a teres dira b'chlal, you can't be makshal special yetzei. In the Haggais, in the Tur, b'shem the Chodesh Marach, he says another svar. He says, really the Tur will be makshir, the part of the sukkah, which is away from the chakak, not towards the wall. The other way, going towards the open wall of the sukkah. And a chinam you'll say psal yetzei. When the Torah says only inside the chakak is kasher, he's coming lafuke the part between the chakak and the wall. Because since that part is only kasher because of lavud, so lavud means you're looking at it as it's kamisha enoi. If it's kamisha enoi, so you can't sit under it. Just like we're saying, l'gabi deifin akuma, you're only being maxed to the dal namas because of deifin akuma. If it's a deifin, you can't sit under it. So if you only maxed the three tvachim because of lavud means it's kamisha enoi. Kamisha Eina means you can't sit under it. He says that Rashi and the Ran aren't mashma like this svara. The emphasis of the Ran, he asks a different kasha. He says, Rashi says that you need a sheer heksha sukkah in the chakak. In fact, the Ran, why can't you be mitztarif what's between the chakak and the wall for the sheer heksha sukkah? As I fact the Ran, why do you need that the heksha sukkah should be in the chakak? Why can't you be mitztarif between the chakak and the wall also for the heksha sukkah? He says, are you going to tell me because since you're coming to our Tzlovud and it's Kamisha Eino, so it can't be Mitztarif? So, Akhtaran, it's not true. Because, V'haraya, when you have Avir Pachas Mishloisha in a Sukkah Ketana that's only Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, you have Schach of a Sukkah that's only Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, and you have a space which is less than three Tfachim. Why is it Kasha? Because of Lovud. And still it's Mitztarif to the Shir. So you see that the fact that you're saying it's Lovud is not a Chasarin to being Mitztarif to the Shir. So the Ran says that the reason why you need the Hashir Heksha Sukkah in the Chakak and it doesn't help to be mitztarif between the Chakak and the wall for the Hashir Heksha Sukkah is because of Diris Rucha. Because if you don't have 7x7 Tvachim, which the whole 7x7 Tvachim has a Hashir of 10 Tvachim, so then it's a Diris Rucha. So Al Kopanim L'chari, you see from the Ran that they wouldn't have the problem of the guys Marach, that once you come into love, it's Kamisha Eino. Just like you see, the Ran says that that wouldn't make a chasarin of being mitzayifet for the Shir Heksha Sukkah, l'chayr wouldn't also make a chasarin l'gabe sitting there. V'yesh l'chalik says, but l'chayr, that's what the Marach also says, that the Ran is not mashma like Yisrael. I'm going to be mamshach on these inyanim, on daftalim ebeiz, and the Shir on dafei, beiz Hashem.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.